Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio on issues, people, and events. I'm Tyler Smith. Shakespeare's Love's Labour's Lost shows that one is not always as strong as they think. King Ferdinand of Navarre and his lord's commitment to staying away from women is put to the test when they encounter the Princess of France and her ladies. Courtney Van Eaton Theodos and Ashley Davis are cast members of the show and join me in studio. Courtney and Ashley, welcome to Land Yap.
Thanks for having us.
So let's talk about the show.
Well, Tech, Louisiana Tech is doing Love's Labor's Lost. It is the kind of our celebration of the 400th year death celebration of Shakespeare. His birthday and death date was celebrated yesterday by people across the world. And so we chose this show in our season to celebrate him and just the incredible works that he put out. And we're so excited. And we think that this comedy is great. And we can't wait to do it and present it.
So certainly a special occasion and certainly a tribute to Shakespeare in his honor. Ashley, let's talk about the story of this show.
Well, the King of Navarre has made a vow to give up women for 3 years, and along with giving up sleep and to dedicate their time to study. And, well, all that, you know, goes out the window when the Princess of France and her ladies come and they realize, oh, wait, we can't wait that long. And so it's the complication of the ladies knowing their vow and kind of egging on the men of, you're not going to keep your vow, not when we're standing right here, and the men coming to terms with each other that each one has broken their vow individually and then coming together and just saying, okay, yeah, you're right.
So certainly a lot of tension evident in the play with them, you know, struggling with that commitment, but certainly a lot of comedy as well.
Absolutely. It's very funny.
And let's talk about more about the play itself. You know, Shakespeare is obviously a different type of language. Courtney, what has it been like working with this play?
Well, I think it would be, you know, a lie to say that at first you struggle a little bit, just because the language is so rich. And so as an actor, you have to really dig in and you have to have a full understanding of what you're saying, because I think there's this myth that if you go see Shakespeare, you won't understand it. But we kind of firmly believe that if that is the case, it's because the actors didn't do a good enough job of portraying the language. It's our job to make sure that you understand what's happening and that you not only understand, but that you love it and enjoy it. And so it has definitely been a process for us, but we are very proud of the work that we have put together, and we are proud of how we are portraying the story that Shakespeare told, you know, some 400 years ago. And so we're very excited, and we think it's going to be a lot of fun.
And Ashley, has it been the same for you, or what has your experience been working with this type of this language? Because it's different from, I'm sure, any other type of play that you've worked with.
Yeah, absolutely. Shakespeare is just a whole different monster in itself kind of thing. And so it's like what Courtney was saying, it's all about research and really understanding what you're saying. If the actor knows what they're saying, the audience is going to understand it, you know? And so there's always that kind of awkward period when you first get the script and you're like, wow, I'm saying these words, but I don't really know what I'm saying. And then you have to do this research period. And I feel like I'm still in that process of every once in a while I'll come across a line that I was 90% sure that I knew exactly what that was. And then I'm like, you know, if I say it in a different context, does that still mean the same thing? You know, so it's a journey.
Right. And I always love having young actors in the studio, because I'm always very interested in knowing how you got started. Courtney, how did you get started?
Well, with theater in general, I saw a play in middle school and was just hooked and sat in the audience and thought, wow, I want to do that one day. And so started taking classes in high school and then got into college and just absolutely fell in love. It definitely keeps us busy, but it's so much fun and we love doing it. So.
And what about you, Ashley?
Well, I started performing when I was about 4 years old, and it was because I'm not even really sure why I decided to do this, but my pastor at my church left a microphone unguarded. And so 4-year-old Ashley had to come up and steal the microphone and started singing. It was Christmas time. I sang the best Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as I could, and then I started reciting some random monologue from a TV show that I saw, and then my mom just accepted it from there.
And now here you are performing Shakespeare. Court, let's talk about the performance dates.
Okay, absolutely. So we open this coming up Tuesday, so that's April 26th. We run April 26th until May 1st. The shows going April 26th to April 30th all start at 7:30 p.m. And then our May 1st show, which is on a Sunday, that starts at 2 p.m.
Okay. And also, let's talk more about what you've enjoyed most about this show.
I think I'm a senior this year, and so I graduate in May. And so I really do, I think that this has definitely been my most challenging show at Tech so far. But it has also been the most rewarding because the more effort you put into something, the more you'll get out of it. And so I think that as my last show, I've just enjoyed that this has been not only a challenge, but so fulfilling. It's something that I didn't know if I could do, and now I can say that I can do it. I can do a Shakespeare piece. And that's exciting as I graduate, and it has been so fun sharing the stage with people that I love and can't wait, you know, to keep going with them. So
great. Certainly a great way to end off your college career. Ashley, why don't you tell our listeners why they should come to this play?
Because it's amazing, and it's got a cool little twist on Shakespeare. It's not the traditional Shakespeare. It's actually a steampunk Shakespeare. So the costumes have just these beautiful, intricate details, and that kind of highlights the intricate language that goes with it as well. And so it complements each other. And I think it's a very interesting take on Shakespeare that I think anyone will find fascinating.
Courtney Van Eaton-Theodos and Ashley Davis joining me in discussion about Shakespeare's Love's Labor's Lost, taking place at Louisiana Tech April 26th through the 30th. Each performance starts at 7:30 p.m., also a performance on May 1st beginning at 2 p.m. Courtney and Ashley are cast members of the show. Courtney and Ashley, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Find this and other Lanyaps on our website at kedm.org.